Welcome to the Culture Quarter with Adam Coleman. Adam Coleman owns and runs one of Ireland's only deliberately developmental organisations. At the time of launching Out Your Locker, Adam did not realise what a DDO was. But after having created his ideal company culture, a friend and consultant from a major firm in Ireland informed him that he had indeed just created one. Adam had crafted his ideal work culture for himself, his family and his employees at Out Your Locker. We at Out Your Locker have persuaded Adam to finally document and record his lessons learned so that he can inspire and guide other business leaders so that they can build their dream company culture. Welcome to the Culture Quarter with Adam Coleman. To start with the basics for people listening, can you give us a definition of digital transformation?
Digital transformation is about like automating the mundane, what we do every single day, to get better efficiencies that are scalable. That'd be my definition of digital transformation.
Brilliant. And why do you think companies need digital transformation?
I think they need digital transformation because if they don't modernize, they're going to go stale or they're going to go bust. So they need to modernize and adapt to a new social digital age, because it's been driven by not just doing things quicker and faster, it's that there's this whole social element to work, to play, to what we do. You know, you need to be able to modernize a company to be able to work in that type of age. And also to be digital transformation is also brought to the fore because people want to be as profitable as they can, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they can be as profitable as they can, so they're going to make their life and work easier for people and companies.
Brilliant. Has the need for digital transformation become more important over the last number of years, primarily speaking about the pandemic?
Oh, yeah. Pandemic. With working from home and hybrid working really comes to the fore. On-premise, from a technology perspective, is no longer a long-term solution. So everything that you're going to do from a digital transformation perspective, so you can super-proof for the future, has to be cloud-based. So every digital transformational decision has to start in the cloud because of the nature of the way work has gone and has been driven by the pandemic. And not only is there a choice of working from home or working from anywhere or hybrid working or working in office, but there's also, you know, you're going to have to, as companies, learn how to be able to manage these people no matter where they work, because the demand is there. You know, the flexibility has been shown through the pandemic of the people. Now we have to develop the digital solutions that's going to help and make that sort of change even better.
Mm-hmm. What do you think are the biggest hurdles to successful digital transformation?
People. Why? Because if you don't get their buy-in on a digital change project, at best, you're going to break even.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get buy-in at all, you're going to fail.
Mm.
You know, so if you do get buy-in and you have to work, and you do have to work at it, you no doubt you have to work at getting buy-in. And then if you get the people involved in the project to take ownership of the project and the project's success, then you're going to succeed way more better than you expect.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the tech. It's about getting people to buy into the decision for why you're buying the tech. What is it going to do for them? And what will success look like for the company and for them?
Okay. So what is that behavioral transformation then? And how does that help your digital transformation?
Behavioral transformation is when you have to get the team to buy into the result of the digital transformation. And you have to work hard at this. And you have to work with them to get the team bought into the journey and to why you're doing it and what the journey is going to be like and what's real success going to look like and what will people be doing afterwards, you know, and in what time scale you expect this to happen. And you have to get them and give them a voice into the setup of that whole situation. Because if you break it down into small steps, which you should do, and you time out the steps it's going to take, and you plan it properly and communicate it properly, it has a way better chance of success.
Mm-hmm.
So what measures should be taken to ensure effective behavioral transformation that supports that digital transformation?
You need to develop a competency or principles-based framework and get everyone to buy into it and get everyone to buy in to be measured to it. Mm-hmm. What you measure is what people do, but most importantly, how they do it. Not just what they do, but how they do it. Mm-hmm. And how they do it are your company principles. And this is why it's essential to get everybody to buy into continuous change and adult learning. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, Ronan, that is why we at HR Locker have always put adult development at the center of our business strategy. Because if you don't want to learn and you don't want to change and you don't want to get better, then there's no place for you in a company basically that puts flexibility and continuous learning at the center of what they do. Mm-hmm. Now, it's easy for us to say this because we've got very, very engaged people. But if you take any organization, you really need to assess, are they capable of changing? There's no point in going out and buying fancy systems and trying to implement them on people who are not going to do it. It's failure everywhere. So you have to make sure you get your team to buy into whatever transformation you want, behavioral or digital. And that's where you start. So it's all back down to the people and the tools that you're dealing with. And what I mean by that is the people are the tools. If the tools aren't the sharpest tools in the box, you're going to have a serious fight on your hands.
And how then do you measure its success?
Through your people and through your people development and your success. If you're doing proper digital transformation, your people are transforming at the same time. So you can see it through your people and you can see it through the success of those people. And you can always, on each particular digital transformation project, you always have to assess what the return on investment is. Mm-hmm. And isn't that what you should do, right?
Absolutely. What one piece of advice do you hope listeners take away from this podcast?
Before you start any digital transformation, you have to get buy-in from the employees most affected for it to be any success. So the only thing I want you to take away from this is before you start any digital transformation, you have to get buy-in from the employees most affected.
Adam, thanks for your time.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye-bye.